Beloved ones, we greet thee. Tis Alcazar. And again, we invite you to simply relax. We remind you yet again, you are not the body, you are not the mind, you are not these feelings and emotions. You are consciousness, you are spirit, you are God. Hard for the mind to accept, we understand, but it is the case. Your consciousness, the vastness that is you, is anchored into each and every molecule of DNA. You are experiencing through this physical body. You are choosing to experience that which you call your 3D reality, your physicality. We remind you again, you are creators. Moment by moment, you are creating. Your vibration attracts to you situations, experiences. Your vibration creates. Your vibration is made up of many things. As you have heard in your yesterday from this beautiful one, Bruce, your conditioning, unconscious now, creates limitations. You are not a victim of your limitations. They can be dissolved. They can be simply dissolved. In the past, you have had to work hard, struggle, relive difficult situations, trying to resolve the way they are influencing you. That is no longer necessary. There are ways now to simply allow them to dissolve, to be neutralized. We call this vibrational healing. As you know, all is vibration. Even your limitations are certain vibrations. Therefore, you can bring those limitations back into perfection by adding a different vibration to them, bringing it back into your perfect harmony. The Stargate work offers this. Sitting in these meditations together offers this. Listening in deep awareness with Kryon offers this. Change no longer has to take a long time. Your beliefs create. If you believe something is impossible, it is for you. So it is time for you to take a look what is it that is true for me? Do I still accept those things as my truth that I have in the past? Or is it time to open up to new possibilities? You are gathered here, hundreds of you together, creating a very strong, intentional field of change. Right now, allow yourself just to expand into the vast possibilities of all that is. How do you do this? Intention. Just wanting to know, wanting to experience, asking existence. And as you heard from Bruce Lipton yesterday, existence, the field, it is all there. You, your consciousness, is part of that field. You are the vastness in which you experience this human aspect. Humanity is beginning to awaken to the realization that you can change things here. As we have said before, you here gathered, and you hearing these words, are on the leading edge of awakening of humanity. Societies change slowly. That is their nature. Individuals, such as yourselves, are not limited in that way. You are in charge. You can drop limiting beliefs. You can create a whole new awareness for yourself of how you would like to be. We are here. We came in response to you. You called forth the change that is occurring here, that has been happening for many of your years now. You are ready for the next step. A great leap is possible. You can start to manifest in your reality that which you have wanted, desired, asked for. How do you do this? Intention? How do you dissolve the limitations that are preventing this? We have given you a taste. This day, there are many ways to dissolve these limitations. Your awareness is needed. Your intention is needed. We are here. There are so many benevolent beings available, waiting for you to call, to ask for assistance, to be shown what is next, what is possible. You are in charge of your reality. It is time to understand all is vibration, and with vibration, change can happen. The seemingly impossible is possible now. It has always been, but now you can allow it. Now you can call it forth. Now there is support from so many different avenues waiting for you to draw upon it. Beloved ones, you are greatly loved. It is indeed an honor to be with you at this moment of your time. We love you and we bless you. We honor you. And we will talk to you again very soon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is one channel continuing from the honoring and beautiful words of Alcazar. We teach the same thing. He says there's invisible help. There's such honor. That is what we have said for years. Dear ones, the message is the same. You'll hear the different humans channeling in different ways from different places. But the core information is always the same. The energy is different. It's allowing more remembrance of what is possible. I'd like to present a new parable. Not that long. It's similar to some others because it involves an individual named Woe. Woe is not a man or a woman. We will call him a he. He's a woe man. The title of the parable is Woe in the House of Life. Everything we speak of is metaphoric. Spirit uses metaphors constantly. You see it in the scriptures, you see it in the quatrains, you see it in the writings everywhere. And the reason is this, because if it was too linear, humans would make of it things which were too linear. But when metaphors are used, every single human can interpret it their own way, apply it to themselves in their own way. Woe had a good life, and in this house of life, he had many rooms. The house was just the right size for Woe. And he would go from room to room, as many of you do, enjoying them, changing them, even exploring them, sometimes expanding them. And like you, he had the same kinds of rooms. He had the room of rest and relaxation, one of his favorite places. There was another room, the room of sustenance. You call it the kitchen. This is where he did his cooking. He enjoyed this room especially. The room seemed to speak to him, as they do to you in your life. You get feedback in certain ways from the various things you decide to do that say, yes, it's acceptable. No, it's not. This needs work. This does not. Your own conscious mind and your subconscious mind are involved in building the house of life. Woe is no exception. His entertainment room had a beautiful library. It's a place where he went to suspend reality. He'd read books, enjoy the various entertainment options that he had. Like you, Woe had a room of relationships, a room which required more care than the others, for he shared it. A careful balance between all the rooms was needed for Woe to exist. The house of his profession, what he did on the planet, what he was interested in, balanced with all of the other rooms, the house of rest, of course, had to come into play constantly, and he was pleased with all of it. Especially the kitchen. The house was complete in many ways with all of the rooms you might have. Woe did not like the attic much. And he put things there that he didn't have to look at much. It was a storehouse of things that he put that he didn't want to look at. Like every single human. It's hard to get to the attic. You had to move things, climb stairs, and when you got there, it was a little too hot to stay. And that's where he put things that were difficult. Like many humans. He had compartmentalized his rooms so they made sense to him. Even the attic made sense to him. And then there was the basement. You don't go in the basement. He knew he wasn't supposed to go in the basement. Others told him, don't go down into anything. Down is bad. Down is evil. There are things in the basement you don't want to see. Which made it a little worse. The door of the basement was ominous. He didn't understand why it was even there. It looked odd, strange, and it made noises. He swore he heard knocking on that door. You don't go in the basement. Like so many other humans, he consulted about his house of life. Was he doing the right things? Were the houses the right size? He developed a room of worship. It was his spiritual room. This made the difference in his life. In this room, he put that which was the crystalline. He put his candles. All of the things that he needed to honor God. It went very well with everything he had. The attic stayed a place you didn't go very often, and the basement you ignore. He would ask those, especially those in the spiritual area, was his spiritual room correct? And they said, yes, it is. And he'd say, well, is the house correct? And they would say, yes, remember, don't go in the basement. And he'd say, I'm not going to go there. It makes noises. I passed the door and there's knocking on the other side of the door. whatever is down there, I'm not interested in that. That's not me. I'm pleased with my house. And that's where it remained. During Woe's life, some of the houses got bigger, some got smaller. With some humans, his kitchen got bigger. But it was balanced. And then it happened. His house of relationships became dark. His kitchen was no longer interesting to him. The room of health he never had even considered. Woe was in trouble. Woe found himself alone, depressed. The illumination in his house began to dim. And Woe felt that perhaps this was the end. The house was not crumbling, it was simply getting old. The interests and things that he had before were not there. Even his profession was not as interesting. He didn't open his room of entertainment much anymore, didn't read the books, wasn't interested in the stories. Woe felt there had to be something else, or he was going to leave the planet. Every time he would think of what to do next, his attic called him, well, why don't you look at some of the things there? And he says, that's just going to be worse. It's going to be awful. Up there is the memories of my parents, and they're gone. And all I would do was make this worse. I don't want to go to the attic. And then he heard the knocking yet again in the basement. Woe was at his wit's end. He was at the end of his rope. There's a cynicism that starts to happen. Victimization is starting to set in. Life is bad. And the basement knocked. He felt confrontational. Bring it on, he thought to myself. He thought to himself, humans think to themselves. Bring it on. Can't get any worse, can it? He went to the basement door, faced it, and it knocked again. These rooms all talk to him. Don't go in the basement. Woe grabbed the knob of the basement, pulled it open. And to his shock, it wasn't a basement. It was the rest of the house. Light poured in, and the room began to sing to him, welcoming Woe to the rest of his life. He couldn't believe it. The noises he heard were the building of tools for the future if he would open the door. All manner of things that he had no idea even existed were in the room, and the next room, and the next room of the rest of the house. The room started speaking to him in song. And he said, why didn't you show yourself? All my life, I didn't know I had this. This is beautiful. There's reason to live. There's balance here. There are things that complete my life. I had no idea. Some of the rooms wouldn't have shriveled if I had known about this room. Why didn't you do something, say something? And the room said, we knocked every day of your life. And you never answered the door. And he says, that's different. And they said, oh yeah, because this door is free choice. The other doors you create as a human, this one is free choice. You must open it or not. Or not. Woe lived a long life. The other rooms in his home came alive again. The stories were fun again. The relationship room was filled with joy. Kitchen got smaller. Dear ones, I don't have to tell you what this means. Alcazar did. There's unseen things for you. And it's all in you. It's all there. And we're all ready. Have you heard us knock? And what does it mean to you? Each one of you has a different room and home and situation and house. What are you going to do with it? All I can say at this point in time is, if you don't really understand this, listen. Just listen for the knock. Because in this new energy, every single old soul is hearing it. And so it is.